Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When was the last time you reviewed your insurance policies? Have you ever put together an actual insurance plan to make sure you aren't missing anything? Our next guest says many people tend to put off insurance planning because it's just not a lot of fun. And he adds that that is unfortunate because insurance should be viewed as a valuable tool in your overall financial plan. Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Peter, welcome back.
Mike, thank you for having me again.
First of all, give us what you believe, you know, an overall approach to insurance planning should be.
I believe that insurance should be used as a financial tool and really a vehicle to protect against certain financial risks. Replace income, which is really the greatest resource a client has to build their net worth in most cases. Also, insurance can be used to create liquidity, which is to create cash in a time where cash may be needed. So an example would be an unexpected event.
All right, well, let's go into a little more detail then on the types of insurance.
The way I typically look at it, and the most common forms that we talk about with our clients are term life insurance, disability income insurance, long-term care insurance, and what we consider to be business planning insurance, policies that could be used to fund succession events, succession planning, like a buy-sell agreement or something that would transition ownership between a firm.
Give us some actual examples of life insurance, disability, et cetera.
In any financial planning engagement, every person's situation will always be different. So because your neighbor or your friend has this type of policy does not ever mean that you should have that type of policy unless all the variables are the same. Where we see quite often a young professional who generally has good income, potentially higher income as their careers progress, but yet their net worth isn't very large at the moment because they perhaps have student debt, they have young children at home, they have a mortgage. The idea is that the insurance makes sense, right, to protect their income. As they've used that income to build their net worth, then perhaps they don't need as much life insurance at that time. So the idea of large amounts of term kind of early tends to make sense. Insurance is best used to cover a specific risk for a specific period of time. So in other words, if something were to happen to the policyholder over the first 20 years for a 20-year term policy, it pays that benefit. After that 20-year period, it typically does not, and the client would either want to get a new policy or potentially do something different. But the idea is that if the risk gets lower as the client's net worth grows, term is a very inexpensive way to cover a specific risk versus a permanent form of insurance, which is really designed to cover a risk for a client's life, right? And so for a young person, their life expectancy, if they're in their 30s, their life expectancy could be another 50 to 60 years. So the idea of buying term versus maybe buying a permanent form of insurance is to have more resources going towards putting money towards retirement, for example.
But you might have an estate that needs protecting.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, the estate process in South Carolina typically involves probate. There is a time period between when an asset goes into probate and when the beneficiary receives it. And it can be a year in some cases longer. So the idea of providing liquidity to an estate or to your beneficiaries quickly, life insurance can be a useful tool because the death benefit is not part of the estate. So it is not a probate asset. So the idea of life insurance and the value of life insurance to provide liquidity quickly to perhaps cover bills, to replace income in some cases, makes a lot of sense.
And then you mentioned business continuity insurance for our small business owners in the audience.
Sure. Once again, we talk about insurance being valuable to create liquidity, especially when there is an asset that's not very liquid. Well, a small business is not something that can be bought and sold very easily or very quickly. So the idea of insurance for really protecting a business and protecting the owners of the business, and perhaps even the family of the owners of the business, is that sometimes you can use it to fund what's called a buy-sell agreement or to provide liquidity so the business can continue, so that the business doesn't have to get sold quickly, because usually when that happens, it's sold at a discount.
Well, Peter, any final thoughts on what our listeners should be thinking about when they're talking to an insurance person?
Yeah, we think, you know, and I'm biased on this, but I think that you should look to work with someone who is legally obligated, legally obligated to put your best interests in mind. In other words, a fiduciary standard. So when you're working with someone, make sure that they are legally obligated to make the best recommendations for you and not so much for them.
Peter, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.